This is a duplicate tape of Mr. Kim Fong Tom's interview from an original 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape. Tape 3.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. February 28, 1980, second interview with Mr. Kim Fong Tom at his residence in Silver Lake. Mr. Tom, I neglected to ask for your Chinese name. Could you repeat it? For us.
My Chinese name is Tom Kim Fong, or you can say Kim Fong Tom in English.
Thank you. And you mentioned that you went back to China in
1946.
Was that the first time?
Yeah, after the war, you know.
Were you involved in the war effort over here?
Yes.
I see. Were you involved in any way with the United Chinese Relief?
Chinese relief and rehabilitation.
Yeah, it was sponsored mostly by the Benevolent Association.
No, Consolidated Benevolent Association. There was one sponsored by the United Nations called the UNRRA. United Nations Rehabilitation and Relief Administration.
Uh-huh.
The other one is by the Chinese government.
I see.
The CNRA, Chinese National Relief and Rehabilitation Administration.
What kind of work differentiated the two?
They are supplementary to each other.
I see.
Mostly, the United Nations supply the things that the Chinese national need,
mm-hmm.
while the Chinese national doing the actual social work and the relief work.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of any Chinese Americans involved in the relief work, in the effort?
Most of the people in the are Americans, not American Chinese, American, in the United Nations side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, what did the local Chinese do? Did you notice any activities by the local Chinese local Chinese Americans?
They tried to get a few, I don't know how many they try to get the Chinese student go back there to do some service. And United Nations and the Chinese government both. I only know there's two accepted. I was one of them.
To go back there.
Because at that time, you know, just immediately after the war, everything is not settled, you know.
Oh.
Nobody wants to go. Except me and Mr. Charles Lee.
Charles Lee. Who is Charles Lee?
Charles Lee is a student at Harvard. He went back at the same time.
46?
I think 1946. He said 1 week after me. We went back at the same time, just 1946.
You said you came here in 1933, right?
Yes.
And then when did you leave Los Angeles again?
First time I leave Los Angeles, 1942, I think, to Colorado. Yeah.
And you were in Colorado from 42 until through 46.
No. Then until 43, then I worked for OSS.
Ah, yes. What is OSS again?
Office of Strategic Service.
Well,
this is a war organization.
From 43 to 46?
To 45. At the end of the war, until the end of the war. That is in November 1945.
Uh-huh.
That's the end of the Second World War, you know.
Yeah. Could you be more specific as to what you did from 43 to 45?
That's confidential.
Oh.
OSS work is all confidential. Only me and the U.S. government.
That was
just
under the U.S.
government. Yeah.
I see. Did you notice any local Chinese, for instance, donating money or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. During the war, lots of people voluntarily donate for different kind of relief.
Which
the one most particular is the monthly donation. You are, like you say, I would like to donate $10 a month or $5 a month, some even more.
Mm-hmm.
And those money are going to relief for the refugees. You see, the people.
Yeah, that are displaced during the
yes,
war.
Mm-hmm.
Which organization sponsored that?
Chinese Beneficence Association.
Oh.
At that time, they have enough. The one directly sponsored is the Chinese, I think the name is Chinese Anti-Japanese Association.
Was that a new organization?
No, it's under the Chinese Beneficence Association.
Oh,
you see, Chinese Beneficence Association take care of so many things. Like the Chinese school and the Chinese cemetery and all kind of thing. But this one is only for war relief.
This particular
organization.
Relief of refugees?
Relief of refugees and things connected with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. How many dollars would you say were donated by the Chinese during that time? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea how much.
And how did it work then, the monthly payment? Was it deducted from their payroll or did they just
No, they're voluntary and go there to give. You know?
Oh, every month they drop by
yeah.
to give give money to the Benevolent Association.
Yes.
Do you remember who in the Benevolent Association was the most active at that time in the relief
effort? Well, those people,
effort?
They are active, mostly pass away.
Do you remember their names?
The name is Wong Kung.
Mm-hmm.
Wong Kung, he passed away.
Was he a Chinese-American? Was he Chinese?
Chinese-American, yeah.
American. Businessman.
And then, businessman. And then T.P. Chu passed away.
Yes, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah. And I don't know about this one.
Is it
Mr.
Chu.
T.P.
Chu. T.P.
Chu,
C-H-E-W.
C-H-E-W,
Chu.
Jiu,
huh?
Jiu, Jiu.
Was he also a businessman?
He is a, he is a doctor.
Oh, artist. What other kinds of activities were being sponsored or were going on at that time against
you
the
see, at that
in
time,
the war,
they just want
the
to
effort.
Show that the Chinese are behind the united effort.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the United Minister means the later on the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Those are fighting against Nazi Germany and Japan and those, you know,
mm-hmm.
So-called Axis countries. And mostly, they use this money to make medical things sent back to the interior. The biggest one, I think, sent back by Los Angeles is four ambulances.
Oh, four ambulances.
Four ambulances.
They shipped them back?
Shipped them back. Is donated by the this Benevolence Association.
I see.
And also sponsored like the a bowl of rice movement and a China night.
Tell me about those.
I remember a moon festival night. I remember I sit next to, I'm not sitting, I'm taking notes about the events for the Chinese newspaper at that time. Bob Hope was there, Tony Ben, not Tony Ben, it's Tony something. And Ann Miller, and I remember
stars.
A few of
yes.
Movie stars.
That was when I would believe Margaret Kwan was elected the queen of the festival.
Yeah, Margaret, yes.
Can you tell me about the bowl of rice movement?
Oh, those just raise money, you know. In the bowl of rice, the movie star come in here and attract a lot of people. There are two purposes. One
what?
Is to...
Oh, two purposes.
One is to raise money for a relief for the medical relief for the refugees. The second one is for propaganda. Propaganda in the way of supporting the Chinese anti-Japanese movement. You know. At that time, Japan was invaded China.
Then, how was the bowl of rice? Was it tied to?
They call a bowl of rice because they said, you donate 10 cents will be enough for one person for a whole day's rice, food, everything, you know.
How did the movie stars help? They just performed or?
They just support. Like the singer, they sing, the dancer dance, and Bob will tell jokes. And in that, we have a, what do you call it? A stage. Grew up in Chinatown.
Was the Moon Festival part of that movement?
All the same kind, only the name different. A bowl of rice, or Moon Festival, or China Night, they are all the same.
That was a one-time thing. It was not an ongoing thing?
No. Only
one night.
One night or just 2 days, Saturday night and Sunday night like that. Now, in Chinatown, they also have some place where they sell something to raise, just all this is to raise money.
Flags or something?
Different things, different things.
Patriotic.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And it seems to me then most of the people who were involved were movie stars. And
the movie stars are very
Were there any massive donation by local Chinese businessmen? Since they were not glamorous, but
see, at that time, because this is a patriotic thing, everybody likes to donate whatever they can.
Right.
See, may not be too much, but they just try their best. You see, and the thing is. Among the Chinese population, everybody is donating some. The reason is not the Benevolent Association is the one sponsor this project. The one directly asks their own members to donate is the Family Association, the Territorial Association, and the Tongs. You see, they know their members better than a big organization like the Zhonghua Wuibun, the Benevolence Association, you know.
Okay, I understand your nature. The nature of your work with OSS was confidential, but was it like a 9-to-5 job? Is that confidential too, or do you work?
We are directly under the War Department.
But was it
OSS,
office kind of job, or?
Huh?
Well, do they have a certain office hours or?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Do they coordinate any?
Now I tell you, we have a very big station in here. We intercept every message that Japanese send out.
From where?
From Japan to China to Singapore to Thailand, everywhere.
Oh, here. Why? Why would they put the station here instead of somewhere closer?
Oh, there's only two stations. One here, monitor everything the Japanese send out. The other one is in New York.
But
they had everything from Germany.
You don't understand Japanese, right? Or do you?
We get all the message. Because the Japanese, when they send to China, we can translate it and decode it. It's sent by code. You know?
I would presume they will hire some people who can translate Japanese into English to do
We have Japanese.
You, but
I'm in the Chinese unit. There's a Japanese unit, Russian unit.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't be intercepting Chinese messages, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you intercept Chinese messages?
Because the Japanese and the puppet government in China, they communicate.
The puppet, I see.
See?
Ah, and then... Oh, okay, okay. Oh. Were there many Chinese involved in the OSS?
Let's see. We have, in our department, in our unit, the Chinese unit, we have 15.
Let's see. Were you being paid?
Oh, yeah. Just a regular job, you know.
Oh, I see. I see. And you didn't have to be a citizen to be...
Well, worker is... You don't have to be a citizen, but you have to be a citizen of an ally.
Of an ally. I
mm-hmm.
see. I see. What about the Japanese department, since they sent all the Japanese Americans to internment camps?
No, no. Some Japanese, they send them back from Denver and different places.
All to work in the OSS.
Actually, those are American citizens. They were born there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought almost all of them were sent to different internment camps.
Yes, they were, but they sent back here to do this kind of work.
Oh, I see. Did you, were you ever misidentified as a Japanese?
Yeah, sometimes when you go in the public transportation, like in the bus, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's why at that time, all the Chinese have a little button.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we put it up a China, or Chinese, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or Chinese American.
Oh, just a
You can buy
that.
One in Chinatown, and yeah.
And you have to wear it, go around wearing it all the time?
Well, for your own protection, it's a good idea to
What would happen if you didn't?
Maybe nothing. Maybe sometimes some people are violent, you know, or some drunk, they might insult you if you...
Were you sympathetic toward the Japanese Americans at that time?
Well, at that time, Japan is so cruel to the Chinese in the occupied territory, and nobody is sympathized with them.
What about the? But they were
even
Japanese
though we
Americans
know the Japanese American is wrongly to, or I mean indiscriminately to send to the camp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They should be treated different from the Japanese citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Japanese Americans should be treated different. See?
Oh, you mean, in other words, you feel the Japanese citizens of Japan should be sent, put away, but not the citizens of America, Americans.
Well, if you want to prevent anything, they shouldn't be sent together. I mean, they shouldn't be in actually those are concentration camps. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't quite understand what you're saying. They should not be put together, or in other words,
they should be treated different.
Who should be treated differently?
The Japanese American and the Japanese from Japan.
Okay. How should each group be treated?
Well, that's let the American government figure out.
Did you?
But to be fair. You wouldn't. Now we also at war with Germany and Italy. We won't do that to the German American.
No. Yeah. In other words, you thought it was unfair to the Japanese Americans to be sent.
No.
But you didn't mind it, or you didn't make any.
No, no, we didn't, because it's
protest.
It's none of our business to do the protest.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, nowadays they protest in everything. At that time, we very seldom have anything like that.
Oh, I see. Oh, changing the topic, I forgot to ask you what your father did. Was he a businessman in Canton?
Yeah, businessman in Canton.
Oh, I see.
He died very early, when I was six.
How?
I was 6 years old.
Then who took over as your father figure?
Oh, mother, of course.
Was she able to support you?
Oh, our family have somebody.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But your mother didn't work?
No, she doesn't have to work. We have enough land and things like that.
Oh, I thought you were born and raised in the city of Canton.
Yes.
Then the land was in the countryside?
Yes.
Oh, but you lived in the city and you collected, you sent somebody down to collect.
There's somebody in the village.
Or there's somebody in the village who takes care of
the
manager?
I've never been there. I don't know.
You don't know which village?
I know the village, but I never been there. At that time, none of the member of my family goes there.
Were you originally from that village? Were your grandfather or great-grandfather from that village?
Yeah, my grandfather from that village.
Uh-huh.
But all my father, myself, and my brothers is in Canton.
Oh, what's the name of the village?
The village is Sun Dak Kam Chuk. It's, yeah.
Could you write that for me, please?
Well,
so Shunda is the county, and
Gamchuk is the district.
And what about the village?
The village is so small.
We'd like to be specific.
If you go back to China now, ask for that village name, people don't know. I don't think they know.
What is it called?
Gap Yun Fong.
Oh, I
see. Gap Yun Fong. You see, in our Gap Yun Fong, there is a shrine in front of the village.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my ancestors has been passed the Imperial Civil Service examination.
Oh.
And become one of the very high official.
Uh-huh.
That's why there's a name in front of our village, and even the magistrate passed by, he get to go down after.
Oh,
instead of riding on the horse, he can get down and walk.
Walk when he passes by.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, so.
How big of a village was it? How many people lived there?
Not very big. Just our family. Go back to about five generations ago. Every son have their own house and their own land and their ponds, you know.
Ponds?
A pond. You got to have a pond to
fish?
No, the pond is to for water navigation. Every place you farm the land, you need water.
Mm-hmm.
The only place you can keep water is to have a pond. A big pond, you know.
Oh, that pond was only just for the purposes of keeping water and not for...
For farming.
And not for raising fish.
No, there is fish in there.
Wow, there's fish.
Yeah, there is fish in there, but the main purpose is for farming.
Oh, did you have wells, or were there only?
Yeah, there's a well, but well is not big enough to farm a big piece of land, you know.
But the drinking water comes from the well.
Drinking water? I never been back there. I think they just get it from the well and boil it.
What dialect did people in that district speak? What kind of dialect?
Speak Shundang. Shundang is very close to Cantonese.
Ah.
You see, here you call Sam Yap.
Yeah, yeah.
Sam Yap is Shundang, Nam Hoi, Punyu.
Oh.
It's some three counties.
Three counties.
This Sei Yap is Toi San, Hoi Ping, Yan Ping, San Hui.
Ah.
They speak different.
Yeah.
Sam Yap speak very close, more or less the same, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of going back there to get married when we were studying here?
Well, when I first come to study here, I intend to go back, but the war makes a lot of difference.
And in 46, by 46, were you already married?
No. By 46, yeah, I already married here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You married, which year did you marry?
I married in 1940.
Yes. Yeah. I understand your wife was born here, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in San Francisco.
Did you write your mom to tell her that you were getting married? Was it unusual for
At
you?
That time, it's no way of writing home.
Ah.
During the war, you know.
How did they send money to you then?
Oh, at that time, I already in here. I got the scholarship, and I also do research for State Department one time, and for China Institute another time.
So you were able to support yourself?
Yeah, I support myself.
I see. So they didn't know about you getting married until later?
Until later, yeah.
How did your family, your mother and brothers and sister react when you...
Don't react. It's my marriage. My family is not like some people imagine what the family in China is.
Uh-huh.
In fact, all my brothers just married, not through
matchmakers.
Yeah, matchmaking and like that.
You were not married through matchmaker.
Yeah.
Do you think your mother would have preferred you to marry a girl from back home rather than someone who was born here? Was it?
She never expressed it.
Did you notice if there were any attitudes, changes, difference in attitude toward those that were born here versus those that were raised?
No, as long as they are Chinese, they don't object to Chinese marrying Chinese.
Oh, yeah. I see. But your wife speaks Chinese.
Yes.
So you two communicate in Cantonese at home?
At our time, I would say more than 90% of the American-born Chinese in San Francisco area speak very good Chinese, just like people in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's different,
Does your wife write in Chinese?
Oh yeah, capable of writing, yeah. But not in big conversation and things like that. Yeah.
Do you speak Chinese to your children? Did you raise them up speaking Chinese?
To my son, occasionally I speak, interchangeably use Chinese and English at home.
Did you send him to a Chinese school?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I think I understand that.
The second generation generally knows Chinese pretty good. But like this, the third generation, they don't know. Because they don't have the opportunity to communicate with people who speak
Why would you interchange English with Chinese with your son? Why didn't you speak it all the time at home?
No, sometimes you want to make him understand. After all, the language is a means of communication.
Well, uh-huh.
See, And
you mean he wouldn't understand
some of the words are too difficult. Some of the phrases are too difficult. So you have to use an English word, an English phrase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because otherwise they may misunderstand, you know.
Does your son speak Chinese to his wife, say, or?
My son speaks Chinese, but his wife speaks very little.
Oh, his wife was also born here.
Born in Poland.
Oh.